Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Episodes of this program are supported by Wrangler.com. Long live cowboys.
Today we enjoy the University of Wyoming's Laramie River Rendezvous College Rodeo and congratulate the Central Rocky Mountain Regional season champions in the men and women's division, both won by the University of Wyoming. Our guests today, two fine individuals, Coach J.C. Hupp and Coach Seth Glaus. Welcome, J.C.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome, Coach Glaus.
Thanks, Randy.
Ladies first, J.C., congratulations on a team win. For those that may not be familiar with college rodeo, can you share with us what this means?
Even though the awards are given out this weekend, this is the efforts of a really grueling long season between the fall and the spring, and we received the most points overall, and I am ecstatic for our girls.
The events they compete in and how many other teams were in the Central Rocky Mountain region of Wyoming and Colorado?
So the girls can compete in the goat tying, the team roping, the breakaway roping, and the barrel racing. And there's 11 other schools we're competing against.
Yes, ma'am. Seth Glaus, college rodeo has grown over the years, and a lot of people don't even realize the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association has large numbers around the country. Can you share about that with us?
Yeah, rodeo is just evolving, getting better. More student athletes are wanting to pursue an avenue to get a degree and realize rodeo is part of that. So it's been an amazing experience. Been enjoying coaching for the last 8 years.
So we have a season, and the regional champions are the top two in each region qualifying as a team and as an individual event.
Mm-hmm. The top three from each event, and then the top two teams.
And so this, Coach Glaus, this starts with recruiting, much like football and wrestling and other sports, with young high school athletes.
Yeah, it's important for us to find athletes that fit our culture, fit our values, and want to get a great education. Laramie is a great place to be, a great place to rodeo out of, and just a great overall experience for our student athletes.
I'm a proud alumnus of the University of Wyoming, and college rodeo in general is a place to grow in and out of the arena, and I think it presents lots of opportunities, whether you go for a degree or a trade. What's been your experience with it, Coach Hupp?
Well, truthfully, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my college rodeo connections. I hadn't known Seth prior to that, but the connections I made in college rodeo put me in my dream job here.
Seth, you're a four-time qualifier for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. You finished third in the world, a collegiate champion saddle bronc rider and bull rider. This has not only provided a stepping stone for you to compete at the professional level, but now, beyond that, a coaching job.
Yeah, you know, rodeo has given me everything in life, and I wouldn't be here without it. You know, I had great mentors and coaches with Rick Smith and Lynn Smith, and then Craig Latham was my coach at Panhandle State before I come back to the University of Wyoming and finish my degree. You know, I never would have thought in the world I was going to be a coach. Got hired as assistant coach at Laramie County Community College, and then eventually moved up to being the head coach, and just fell in love with it. Fell in love with the student athletes, fell in love with this level of competition, and just knew college rodeo was a stepping stone for me into the pro rodeo ranks, and want to provide the same opportunities for our students to go pursue their dreams, pursue their goals, and have the opportunity to compete at the highest level.
JC, opportunities are out there for Indian country abound across the nations. Is there something you could share with our young listeners that might encourage them to do the best they can do and maybe look at going to college and rodeo?
College rodeo truthfully made me the person I am, and I'm really thankful for the hard-learned lessons, the wins, the losses. It really shaped me into who I am, and as I said prior, it put me where I am right now. I owe quite a bit to it, and just really, really thankful for that.
Very well stated, JC. Seth, if there's somebody on the fence on looking at continuing education after high school, what can you share with them that would encourage them to look this way?
I was one of those students. Didn't know what I wanted to do, didn't know where I wanted to go. All I knew is I wanted to rodeo. If it wouldn't have been for college rodeo, getting a degree when I was in Riverton, and then furthering my education when I went to Panhandle, I wouldn't be in this position. So
that's words of our champion, Coach J.C. Hupp, Coach Seth Glaus of the University of Wyoming Cowboys. The world needs more cowboys. And cowgirls. God bless you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Go Pokes.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.